we doing today, Liv?
We're modernising the lifestyle, of course.
And by modernising, we mean modernising.
Come along with us for the journey. Welcome back to the Swing Hub podcast. I'm Olivia and we're kind of missing someone today. But fuck him, we have got Kit. Welcome to Kit.
Thank you very much. Hi.
So Kit is going to join us because we thought, why not? Let's do a girls chat because...
Oh, it needs it.
It needs it, doesn't it?
Yeah, the boys have had their say far too much. It's time for the girls to get into the nitty gritty.
They did boys chat season one and also they've done a boys chat season two as well. So we were like, we need to sort this girl chat out.
We need to represent.
Represent the girls. We were talking about the new Swing Hub jumpers. Ooh. We're rocking the Swing Hub jumpers, but it is really hot.
It is ridiculously warm.
Have a jumper on. Yes. I think it's the lights and this is one of the hottest rooms in the house as well.
It is roasted in here, but it means that you can wear it in the winter, doesn't it? You know, we're plugging maybe the Christmassy kind of springtime merch. Yeah.
Yeah. All year round, to be fair. Yeah. I wear a hoodie all year round. Yeah. With my leggings.
It's literally all I wear at home. Like, I feel so sorry for Nick because you go out and you dress up really, really nice and you get home and it's like, get it off. Leggings on, hoodie on. Although I have started recently. I get to a certain point in the evening, I'm like, I just don't want to wear pants anymore.
We said this. We had this conversation of when I was like, why have you got no pants on? You're just in a hoodie and your knickers. And you're like... I just need to get undressed at some point. I feel like really restrained with my trousers.
There's something that clicks and I just can't wear trousers anymore. I just have to not wear anything. But then I'm covered in blankets because I get cold. I'm my own worst enemy, really. Terrible.
But anyways, everybody will be like, who are you? And so just introduced like you and kind of what you do for Swing Hub.
So I've just... not long come on board with Swing Hub. I am the COO, which is a really fancy title. So I'm heading up operations and I'm also heading up events as well, which is the bit that I'm really, really excited about.
Yeah, because originally it was just the event side of things, wasn't it? And I was COO and I was like, I don't know jack shit about being a COO. I'm just like... here. So I was like, we shit hit the fan at one point and you stepped in majorly and we were like, definitely the role of that needs to go to you. And if you were welcomed and happy to take that role, and it was a discussion for a while, wasn't it? She left us like for about a week and didn't tell us whether she was wanting to do it or not.
And it was nothing, of course, I've been on board with Swing Hub for ages. I mean, we'll probably go into this a little bit later, but I think what you're doing with the brand, how you are opening up a community, how you are trying to change people's viewpoints and how they see that it's not some seedy... I can't think of the word. What's the word?
Seedy, like... Underground.
Underground lifestyle, which it absolutely shouldn't be. You know, everybody should be celebrated no matter what your life choices are.
Yeah.
And I think how you guys are changing the narrative of what Swinger is into, it can be anything that you want it to be. So long as you're acting between the boundaries that you set as a couple or as a single and that everybody is being respected, that's what it's all about. And I think when I stumbled upon you on TikTok, and that was it. I was like, these guys are building something really, really special here to a population of people who have been maybe hiding what they've been doing for such a long time. And, you know, many, many people continue to do that and that's supported as well. But I think as you're doing your TV shows that you're doing and the podcast and the amount of presence that you have across all the social media platforms, it's just changing people's opinions. It's enlightening people. And that's what I can get behind. So it was never a question as to whether I wanted to come on board with Swing Hub.
Yeah, come on board and like, be, yeah. Yeah, I understand
it,
that.
It was more about, do I have the ability, you know, am I going to be able to deliver all the things that you guys need delivering? And it took a lot of research, but yeah, I'm really excited. I'm really excited.
So you're coming on board with us in January, aren't
you? I am.
So we've only got literally a month left.
I know.
And then you're with us.
I am.
Wholeheartedly.
Yes. But then the event side of things, which is what I was coming on board with to help originally.
Yeah.
So do you want to tell people about like launch event and
stuff
like that?
Originally, I put out that we were doing the launch event, and you was like, anytime that you need help with events, we'd kind of been talking a few times, haven't we? And I was like, oh, yeah, because I don't know. I can do an event, but it's very overwhelming to, especially when I've never been in the event industry and things like that. And the events that we have done, the two previously, have gone like really well, but trying to juggle everything and my cabin crew and like, and then the swing hub and Vista Wife and then do the event on top of it. I was like, yes, please. Please come help me.
Well, it all happened quite quickly, didn't it? Yeah. I think I got a phone call from you to say, right, there's a date that's available in June and there's a date that's available in September and we can't decide which one, so you've got to decide.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's go for September. And you were like, oh, but it's so far away, it's so far away. And thank goodness
that we went for September because we pressed the button on the launch of the app and it was like 2 days later that we had the launch party.
Yeah.
Because we were like proper like, oh, we might be able to do it for June. We might be able to have the launch party. We should have this app. We should have had it in February. So we should have it in June. Let's do the launch party in June. And then we're like, yeah, but if we give ourselves a little bit more time and planning and organising like the vendors and things like that, you were like, that's definitely.
Yeah. Always give yourself more time if you can give it. But yeah, and do you know what? Organising the launch event was so much fun. There were so many people that wanted to be on board with it. I'd been able to use some of the contacts for events that I'd done previously. But then you have to have the conversation, don't you, about the sort of event that people are going to. Now, it wasn't a play event, so it was more the social aspect of things. But obviously, all of our branding is going to be everywhere. So you'd obviously sourced the most perfect venue for it to take place. It was stunning, wasn't it? It was so stunning.
That's
the only thing
I can say I did for that event.
But that's the biggest part. That's the biggest part, is finding the right place to host, isn't it?
I have no idea how I found the venue. I'm not going to lie. It just was like potluck. And then you asked, was like, what website did you find it? I'm like, I don't know. I just emailed loads and lots of people.
Yeah. And that's the thing, isn't it? When we're talking about changing the narrative, going back to what we were talking about before, it's people have certain opinions when you say that you're a part of a community or you're representing part of that community. Mm-hmm. And I think that people's eyes are opening. People are being more accepting.
Yeah.
And certainly when I've been approaching venues for our program that we're running next year, everybody's been really on board with it. So now we've kind of got the pick of the crop and are thinking, right, how many weekends are we actually going to be doing events?
You're going to have me at an event every month, aren't you? I'm like, Please don't have me an event every month. She's like, I really want to use these vendors. Yeah. I really want to go to this hotel. I really want to do this. Yeah. So I was like, right, okay, we need to sit down and actually work out stuff, don't we? Especially because February is off the cards for like next year.
Yeah.
Completely, I think. But yeah, we definitely need to
But first
sit
weekend
down.
In March is fine.
Right? First weekend in March.
Yeah, so, but no, the... Going back to the launch event, the guys that were there were fantastic. We're definitely going to be going back and hosting more events there, I think.
Yeah.
They've got so many different options for us to be able to use. And that's what we want, really, isn't it? We want to be supporting businesses who want to back us and want to be behind us and aren't going to be judgmental.
Yeah.
And that's what we're hopefully going to be able to deliver. So the plan is to go all across the country. We'll be going over to Ireland a few more times, won't we?
Yeah.
Have you spoken about Ireland on the podcast yet?
We haven't.
You haven't?
We haven't done it, but I don't know where this is going to go anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So we just, we said that we'd do a podcast about Ireland.
You should.
We all went to Ireland, didn't we? And it was such an amazing event that happened over there. But yeah, we need to speak about it a bit more, I think.
I think you should. I think you should.
Do a full podcast on Ireland.
Full podcast. Maybe we do one more visit there. You know, just to make sure that we've got all of our facts straight and purely business.
Just a weekend away.
No fun, just business.
A girly weekend away, or do we have to take the boys?
Oh, no, girly.
Girly weekend.
I don't know how many of these girly weekends we're going to get away with, but, you know, research is a really critical part.
A really critical part, especially, like, all across the world as well. Like, if we want to expand these events, like, a trip to...
When we expand these events.
When we expand,
you know, we're manifesting.
We need trips to Vegas. We need trips to Cancun. We need trips to Gran Canaria.
Yeah. Seeing the world and taking everybody along with us.
But we need to go
be so
first,
much fun.
First to plan it out and then
precisely
do the event.
Scope it all out. Bring everybody along. Have a whale of a time. That's the That's the key, isn't it? That's the key. So I'm really excited about what 2024 is going to have in store, both for Swing Hub when we're thinking about the app, and then for the events program as well.
Yeah, because she was like, that was your biggest question is like, if I take the role as COO, am I dropping the events? Because I think if I'm dropping the events, then I don't want to take the role. Well, as much as I want the role, the love of everything is the events. And
absolutely. It's a massive creative outlet. There's so many different avenues that you can go down. I like speaking to the vendors, and I like just seeing people have a really good time. That was the best part of the launch event. I didn't get to go and socialise a great deal, but actually the footage and the videos and all the pictures that we got back afterwards from our amazing photographer and videographer, they were so, so good. Mm-hmm. Getting to see that, and everybody was smiling and meeting new people, and people that came on their own were never stood by themselves. It really is a community, and it was so lovely
to see. It just showed how big the community was because of how many people turned up and dressed up amazingly, and the fact that it wasn't a play event and it was just a social event, and the amount of people actually that came for the first time and they enjoyed that because there was no pressure whatsoever to do anything. It was purely just social, and if they wanted to do something, it took it back to the hotel. And I had a few conversations of that, and there was like, I appreciated it being just a social. And not just a social in the bar, like in like a bar, and it was like an hour or two. Like, it was the fact that we could get dressed up. There was so much going on, and it was such an eventful night, even if anything had not happened.
And it could have gone and gone and gone. I mean, if you'd have seen the list that Gage gave me to begin with, and he was like, I want this, I want this, I want this, I was there. I was like, whoa, what's the budget?
We overspent on the budget.
Yeah. Hey, I tried to rein the budget in. It was like, no, we want this, we want this. And to be fair, it made the night. It was the launch event. You know, it was going to be the biggest one that we do until the next big event.
And this is why, as well, I was like, the folder of fun. So Kit had a folder of fun, and it was, she just kept on bringing it out every time we met up, and it was just a social, it was like a friend date, and she's like, but I brought the folder of fun to go through this, and I'm like, I thought this was not business. She's like, yeah, but it's folder of fun.
It's still full of fun, you know?
But it's, you're so well organised, and I was like, how organised are you? I need you in my life.
Exactly. I'm here. Yeah, that, I think that was a little bit intimidating when I pulled it out of the launch event, and everybody had their own folder of things that there was their jobs to do when they rocked up to help. I think they thought that it was just a customary, I'll come along and help if you want to. And then they just got this list of things.
The Swing Hub team didn't. They came up earlier to help out thinking, oh, they won't need any help. I'll just come and Kit's like, this is what you're doing. And it had a job and everybody's name next to it. They're like, oh, okay. I thought I'd just go get a drink at the bar and just kind of supervise. Yeah. We were like, no, you've got a job. This is your job. Put up the banner, go move the cars, do this. And I was like, yeah, girl. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's got to get done. And
we wasn't doing it.
We couldn't do it all by ourselves.
We needed our hair and makeup doing.
Oh my God, our hair and makeup that night. Oh my days.
It was amazing. Yeah. It was, took the stress off of everything, trying to get ready. And the fact that we were pottering around, wasn't we? And we were like, right, we need to go get ready. And then we were like, we'd have kind of still been pottering around and 100%. Had a rush on. But because she was there all set up ready for us.
It was one of our hair and makeup friends, wasn't it, that's in the lifestyle. And
but we're I'm super, super excited for like ideas. I feel like you've not even shared half of the ideas that you've got for next year's events
I haven't. But do you not want some of them to be a bit of a surprise?
Well, I just turn up and be like, oh my God.
I'll send you your outfit in the post and say, this is what you need to wear. And then you might get an idea as to what we've got coming. No, there's going to be some themed events, some non-themed events. We're going to be going all around the country. Some of them will be big events like the launch party where we get a few hundred people together. Others will be held in like local bars, but maybe ones that are close to clubs if they wanted to go on and go more for a play side of things. And then we'll be hosting within some of our sponsored clubs as well. So it's going to be on the road a lot.
On the road. I said we need one of them rock star buses.
Yes.
To like, so.
A swing bus.
The swing bus. Yes. 100%. So upstairs is like your sleeping quarters.
Yes.
Or your playing quarters. And then downstairs. is like your communal, like, rock star hangout area.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll just head off on the road.
Gage, sauce the rock star bus, please. Please. That's your next star bus. But yeah, anyways, I have to ask you, because you keep on banging on about book talk, and I just don't understand this. I don't read books. I don't listen to audiobooks. I don't watch book talk on TikTok. But you say, like, there's so many people out there that are absolutely into this book talk, and yeah.
Yeah. So book talk, I mean, the genre of books that are generally being read are erotic books. Huge amounts of them will be reverse harem, where a woman has got multiple partners. Or it's all around fantasy. So, but there's loads and loads of sex and sexy men. And there's a trend going on at the moment where, like, a guy dressed in, like, biker leathers or whatever is going and hanging out in Waterstones or in Barnes & Noble in America, just sort of, like, trying to find the women of book talk because they know that they're into some freaky stuff. But genuinely, some of the themes that I've got for the events next year have come from the books that I've read or from the ladies of book talk. So ladies, if you're into those books and you think you might want to dabble into actually bringing it to life, this is definitely the community to do it in.
100%.
Absolutely.
Like, all your kinks and fetishes, yeah, and fantasies all in one club.
Yeah, 100%. And I don't know why anybody hasn't put that together.
Them two and two together, book talk and swinging.
Absolutely. Like, some of the characters from the books, I looked around at the launch event and I was like, yeah, that's you and that's you and that's you and that's you. I should have taken some pictures, actually, to put on TikTok.
You were like, I remember you saying, you were like, so I've got a really good idea for your OnlyFans. I think you should, like, recreate, like, a lot of this book talk. Oh, and me, yes, and Gage just looked at each other and went, what the fuck is book talk? And then I heard books and I kind of, like, just glaze over sometimes when I hear about books. I don't
read. You're not a reader.
Not an audio listener. To be fair, half the time I put myself in the shit. Gage is like, have you watched our edit of the new podcast? And I'm like, yeah, totally.
Oh, Olivia. Yeah, no, there's a whole other world out there. And do you know what? There's so many people across social media, especially guys, who have now caught on to the fact that they can be getting sort of 50,000 views on some of their videos. And as soon as they bring in something from BookTok, like the BookTok lean, I really want to get Gage to film it. We need to get Gage to film it. We've got to get Gage to film it. Oh, the BookTok lean. Oh, my days. So as soon as they post, they're getting like 3, 4, 5 million views.
Okay, that's something.
Because the women of BookTok ascend, and, you know, there's probably a little bit of trolling there as well when they're like, "Nah, you didn't do that right, mate," or "You're not quite cutting it." But for the most part, they're really, really grateful for it. So, yeah,
get yourself on BookTok, guys.
Get yourselves on BookTok, guys. Get reading your erotic novels if you want to know the way to a lot of women's hearts. That's where it's at.
So, is this like 50 Shades of Grey, kind of, or is it worse?
What do you mean by worse,
I don't,
Olivia,
know, just like, I just think, like, no, I think we watched 50 Shades of Grey and I was like, this is really tame. Yeah. This is really vanilla.
I think 50 Shades was a gateway to a lot of people. Yeah. They found 50 Shades of Grey, they saw a genre that they were interested in, and then it's just
kind
spiraled.
Of skyrocketed. Yeah,
it's absolutely spiraled. And, you know, it fuels some great fantasies and opens the doors to various different kinks and fetishes. So why not? As long as you're doing it in a safe environment and all the boundaries are upheld.
And you've got your code words.
Got your code words.
Got your code words.
What's your code word?
My code word is yellow.
Yellow?
Yellow.
Why yellow?
I fucking don't know. Why yellow?
That's not what I was expecting you to say. I don't know what I was expecting you to say, but it wasn't what I expected you to say.
Yellow. And I always forget, to be fair. And he's like, why don't you use your code word? Because I was like, Gage was spanking me the other day. And it actually, one bit I was like, that actually really fucking hurts. But purely we'd had a heated discussion. And I think he took the heated discussion out on my ass with the paddle. And I was like, he was like, why did you not use your code word? And I was like, oh, yeah. And then I was like, but I liked it. I liked it. I was like, but I'm like, oh, no, that actually hurt. No, did I like that? Oh, yeah, no, I like it. No. And he was like, your pussy was telling me that you liked it because it was fucking wet.
But do you find, like, at different points of your cycle, you can take a bit more?
Yeah, like, with like pain and stuff like that. I think like spanking and stuff like that. But it's more like sometimes I'm like, Gage can go really deep and I'm like, oh my God, fucking yes, yes. And then other times I'm like, ow, ow, no, stop, stop, yeah, stop. It's like, what the, like, what? And I was like, oh, maybe my cervix was in the way.
Probably. Probably. It's mad though, isn't it? I suppose this is probably a subject area that we should talk about now that we're allowed, we're having girly chat.
We're having girly chat.
Told Gage he's not even allowed in the room with us so that he can't be influencing what we're saying.
We were like,
saying,
are you going to sit on the sofa and watch? And it was like 50-50 because sometimes it's like nice to bounce back from him, yeah, but then other times I'm like, no, because... No. No, no, because then you're butting far too much.
Yeah, yeah,
he
absolutely.
He likes to butt in with loads of questions, doesn't he?
Yeah. And to be fair, Gage knows a lot about a lot, but yeah, we're the girls.
We're the
girls. Know, we know the
we
truth.
Know, we know the truth.
We know, we know. But yeah, going back to like the girly subject, is there anything that's coming up on questions on Instagram or that you're seeing being spoken about a lot at the moment that maybe we should talk about?
Well, I saw... Jen, and you mentioned it because you follow Jen as well, and about talking about like the BV and because they're obviously, if you don't know, they're in the lifestyle, they're swingers, they have regular different meets and things like that, like and it's kind of talking about BV and kind of thrush and stuff like that after you've had a session.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like a really embarrassing thing to talk about because nobody talks about it and nobody like admits to it either. Like that's normal. But I sometimes, we did like a weekend away and I ended up with thrush at the end of it because you're using different people, you're using different condoms, you're using different lubes, sometimes you're not using a lube and everybody's just spitting on it and you're like, there's like eight of
pH like, guys.
Got 10
to protect
people,
the pH balance.
There's 10 people in this whole weekend scenario of like doing different things.
That sounds
and
amazing.
Kind of like,
go you.
It was a crazy weekend. But then I was like, by the end of it, I was like, I'm really fucking sore. And I'm like, am I just sore because we've had a full on weekend? But then I was like, the next day, I was like, oh my God, I've got a fucking thrush.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's really like, what do you do about it? And how like, you get really embarrassed over it, don't you? Because you're like, I shouldn't be having this, but it's really normal. Like, to
have. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I've been taking for a long time, Vitaflora. Are we allowed to plug?
Can I say that?
And again, that was more to like regulate things for me, but it supports your pH balance and what have you. So I think that's something that more and more women are using and should use to be. Yeah, I've been telling you about this for ages. So when you call me, you're like,
she told me about this.
Yeah.
So Kit told me about it. And I was like, so I was having science saying like, oh, I'm like really bad. Sometimes I'll get BV, and I think as well, I think I've found out that I might be allergic to latex condoms because I'm like, to be fair, we had a meet and we'd not really like fucked me that much. He'd struggled in that scenario.
Right.
So Gage had kind of been like flitting and flopping and then we'd kind of... So it wasn't a session. It was like a half an hour, but it was a good like meet. We'd really enjoyed getting to know that couple and we did other things. But I was like, I'm really, really like sore. And I was like, why? And then it happened again. Yeah, it was like a but I was like, maybe I am allergic to latex condoms as well. But
so maybe,
anyways, back to the other conversation. Oh my God, I've gone off track.
No, you haven't gone on track. It's all relevant.
It's all relevant. It's all kind of to do with everything. And when you told me about them tablets, them Vitaflora-y tablets, and then I looked at the price on Amazon, I was like, I'm paying that. That's a month. He was like, yeah, Olivia, pay for it. Buy them. You get them on like a recurring subscription-y thing. I'm like, I think I can't remember how much they are, but I was like, this is really expensive. They're like £20 a month.
Yeah, but how much are you spending and how uncomfortable is it to have VB? It's so horrible. Or thrush. It's so uncomfortable. Like, but yeah, £20
I'd spend
a month.
Like £10 of like treating the VB, exactly. And then I'm like, oh, it's not even treated. So then I have to have an antibiotic oral tablet and stuff like that. Yeah. And that's really bad for your body. And
So,
but yeah, I was like, fucking £20 a month. I'm paying £20 a month for these tablets. She's like, just fucking buy them, Olivia. I was like, just fucking buy them. I was like, okay. So I have. But yeah, I have been taking them and it's been so much better. I haven't had like thrush or anything like that since I have been taking them. Whether it is them or whether it's helping them or whether I've been more conscious about like
maybe
lube and using more lube. And we got the pump bottles. They're so much easier to use. They're like the pump bottles
rather
of lube
than the sachets that you like can't open thing. Then it just goes end up going.
The pump bottles are a game changer, guys. Like
But even changing brand of lube and going back to the condom situation, you know, being mindful for a guy to use what you bring rather than what they're used to and things like that, and not buying ones that are like desensitized or that have got loads of stuff on them that are supposed to be magical when actually they're going to be full of stuff that's probably going to make your partner's nuna sore.
Nuna. Nuna? That's a new one. That's a new one on the podcast. Nuna. If you didn't know what a nuna is, you do now.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really important to make sure you just look after yourself and spend the money, guys.
You just spend the money.
Just spend the money.
There's so much to think about, though, as a woman, isn't there? There's so much to think about. Just being with your partner, there's so much maintenance that's got to go on. You've got to book in for your waxes or what have you. Or time, actually, I can't shave today because we're going away this weekend, so I've got to leave it for a couple more days.
Yeah.
And then there's all of your outfits that you need to buy and stuff like that. I do feel sometimes like guys, they might have to have a bit of a manscape, you know, but other than that, they can just like rock up. They don't have to think about when the period's going to be. They don't have to think about all of that's MOT, as I call it.
That's another one about the period and swinging. Like, I never have this conversation because, to be fair, I've not had a period for 7 years. So I've been really lucky of not ever having to consider that. But we're going to Cancun with the open house crew in December, and they are all like panicking now of like maybe having to do delay tablets or working out if they're going to be on the period during Cancun, because a lot of sex between that group, I think, is going to be happening because talking. They're already talking about, can we get away with it on the aircraft? I was like, please don't do it to the crew. Please don't do it to the crew.
Have you ever caught anybody?
They will catch you.
Will
yes,
they?
Yes, they will catch you. They will know. A passenger will grass on you. You're always up and down the aircraft, like trying to do juice and water and things. So you know that's. The worst thing was when on the 747 aircraft, it had the one with the bubble
that's
on the
got
top,
another
that's got
floor.
An upstairs.
Yeah.
That was the worst because there was four toilets right at the back of economy, and then there was a walkway through at the back.
Ah.
So a lot of people could kind of sneak in them toilets. So I did catch a lot of people in them toilets. And that aircraft went to Vegas of all places. Woohoo! Why would you put that aircraft on a Vegas? Is beyond
hang
me.
Hang on a minute. When you say you caught people, as in you know that they're shagging, or do you actually like knock, knock, knock?
Knock,
come
knock,
out.
Knock.
Don't, you
get
don't.
Out. Yeah.
Olivia, you cock blocker. Why would you do that?
One time I caught someone giving someone a hand job underneath the blanket. So they'd put their armrests up and they'd be like giving each other a hand. She was the one together. Let's backtrack this story.
Oh,
they
right,
wasn't together. She was on a hen do. He was on a stag do.
Her hen do.
Not her hen do and not his stag do.
That was a whole other level.
That was.
Right, go on, carry on.
So they'd kind of got talking at this back of this frigging walkway aircraft bit. And I don't even know if I could talk about this. And Gage will probably kill me about like talking about stuff of work because we'd kept it very private and stuff. And we've never done sharing stories. It's out there now. It's fine. Sack me if you want.
I'm going with you.
So then, they'd been talking at that back of the aircraft on a Vegas. And we'd kind of spotted them flirting with each other and things like that. And then they'd got their friends to swap seats because they were on different bits of in economy. And she was on the front row of like a bulkhead, so you've got the little bit more mm-hmm. space. It's not as private, and there were no seats in front of them, so you could see everything as you were walking down. This was the daytime flight as well. This was a daytime flight.
Oh God!
So they're there, like proper, like giving it some and like pretending to talk to each other, and I'm walking down the cabin and going like, what the fuck? Like I was like, no, and I was like, no, whatever happening here. No, go back to your seats, guys. Like, and everybody were like, boo. And I'm just like, oh, I've made enemies now. And we've still got like 6 hours left of the flight. But yeah. But there were kids on that flight.
No, that's
like,
wrong.
It's
that's
not,
wrong.
It's I not get, good.
The, yeah. Out in the open, nobody's consented. Absolutely yeah. wrong. But first of all, I don't get the fascination with the toilets because
they are disgusting.
They're disgusting.
You probably stood in someone's pee.
Yeah, there's never enough room in them.
No.
The buttons that you press and something flops down, or the blower starts going, or it starts. I just. And, you know, my husband's 6'2". So how he folds into it on his own, I haven't got a clue. So I've never got the appeal.
It's
to...
like when people take grown up, like not grown up children, but like 8, 9, and they go in with them, and I'm like, how the fuck have you fit in with your child? Never mind a whole adult, another adult, and how have they snuck into it? Like quite clearly, it's not something that you can sneak into unless they've like sat there and then they're waiting for a like magic knock, and then they let them like unlock it and let them in.
But the door's concertina as well, and you kind of have to stand on one.
So, guys, open house crew, this is a warning. Please do not do it. You will get caught.
Do you get fined?
I don't know if you get fined. No, I think it depends on how you react after you've been caught.
Ah, right, okay.
Yeah,
there's a whole plane erupt, like, way.
Yeah, yeah. There is a video going around, I think, of, like, someone doing that, isn't there? And, yeah. Because they've chosen the middle toilets, which are like in full view of passengers. But yeah.
Idiots. Yeah.
We can't wait to go to Cancun.
Oh, I'm so jealous. You're
going
to have such a laugh.
Yeah, it's going to be good. But yeah, they're all dealing with the period scenario. Yeah. So one of them says, oh, I've just come on my period. Thank fuck for that. But then we go in 2 weeks. Are we going in 2 weeks? So hers had. But then we were talking about the delay tablets, and one of the others were like, I've never heard of them. Like, and a lot of people don't know about them. I've never heard of the delay tablets because I've never had to be in that situation. But there's so many people that do use them. But I heard that they make you... They've got a lot of side effects.
They can.
Should I say? Yeah.
Yeah, they can. But just like any pill that you take, I take it when I'm going on holiday or what have you, so that I don't... But the side effect of that is that you don't necessarily have as high of a libido, and, yeah, you can be a little bit overly cranky. And then it's waiting for your period to come afterwards as well, so you always know it's going to be a much heavier one and a nastier one once it comes. But it gives you a bit of a break while you're on your holiday and you're not having to worry about that and being in and out the pool and stuff. So yeah. I guess...
There's a benefit to them, but
100%.
But 100% not to do it all the time, maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've never
so
had
ladies,
to, never
when I'm setting up
this.
The events calendar for next year, send me all your cycles in. And I'll try to make it so it's not.
We all
can
have
you imagine?
To.
There's an algorithm in that there somewhere, isn't
we,
there?
We all have to like make sure we're all on the same cycle.
Yeah,
like,
get on the same
get
sync.
Get all the same sync. Yeah. All the Swing Hub community mm-hmm. has to be on the same sync.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. You don't have to miss out, do you?
No.
Don't have to miss out. I'm not sure what else we had on the list.
You did a little list for me because, again, really, really organised. It was, you were saying about like,
we
always talk about, I am so hot in these leather leggings. I must admit my legs are starting to sweat. We need a little air conditioning unit in here.
I thought that was it, but it's not. It's just a little plastic box. I genuinely thought that you...
Put the aircon on.
Yeah.
We have got an aircon unit engaged during the summer last year, put it on, but it was so frigging loud. It was like zoom, 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 zoom.
Yeah,
and you
fair.
Could hear it on the... Yeah. You could hear it. It picked up on the mic, so we were like, we have to do that now
I
again.
Think the neighbours probably hear and see enough as well, rather than having the windows... We were trying on the new merch earlier.
We were trying on the new merch, and yeah, we were
in the living room without even thinking about it.
No, I don't, to be fair. And my mum knew that we had a few guests today for the podcast, and she was like, my brother's just bought a house in Australia today and it's been confirmed. And she was like, I didn't want to come in, so I've rang you. And I was like, oh, you could have come in. It's not like drama. Yeah. But then we'd be like, if she'd have walked in, it'd been like, oh, we're just in us bra and pants, just trying on the new merch. But we're not bothered. No. So like, yeah, whatever.
Girlies, whatever.
Girlies, I'm not bothered.
I'm so impressed with us so far on this podcast, by the way, because we go away or we go out, we took the kids away a couple of weeks ago and we were up until 3 o'clock in the morning just chatting. And the next day we said, we're not going to do that again. We need to go to bed. We need to... And we were up until 3 o'clock in the morning chatting. Yeah. But I feel like we're actually having a productive conversation.
A productive. That's because you've got notes. If I didn't have the notes, if you'd have not done me some show notes.
Yeah.
I think we'd have been,
We wouldn't have got there.
No, we wouldn't have. This would have been like a 3-4 hour podcast. Yeah.
It's nice getting to have girly chat, though, isn't it?
It is nice getting to have girly chat. I was, like, proper panicking because I, like Gage do all the, like, opening introductions and then I kind of steer it and then we kind of, like, I was like, I've got to be in charge. It's at my podcast this time. What the fuck? How am I going to be in charge of this? But I think I'm doing all right.
You're doing fantastic.
Sweating my tits off here.
It is bizarre being on this side of the camera, though. Like, being next to the wall. So last time I came to stay, I moved something on the wall so that people could spot what I'd moved. But now I've forgotten what I moved. I should have taken a picture. So I need to make sure, because Gage quite fussy about that kind of thing, isn't he? So we need
he
to
wouldn't
pick
know.
Would he not
he
know?
Would not know.
Would he not?
He would not know where I took something.
Of the game.
The only thing he kind of realises what is there is that swing hub thing, because purely it is like in the middle of the...
Yeah.
But I've seen my little... I don't know if they are in the camera shot. So when we went to Winter Wonderland, somebody was putting duckies all around the hotel. And we found quite a lot in our room, to be fair. And Gage had them in his pocket. So you must have put them on the other day.
The little ducks have made it.
And then I got a little present from Trucker Baddie, Nicole.
Cute.
She gave us one of her stickers because I was complaining at the Swing Hub launch party that I didn't get a sticker. She was giving them everybody out and we didn't get one. You haven't got one, have
I
you?
I didn't get
There's
one
There's a
either.
Spare one in there. You can have one.
I can't. Oh, what else? Oh, the bowl.
It's got so much shit in. I think There's it's so my shit. It's my there. Shit throwing bowl.
Stickers, condoms, all sorts.
There's
no sweets
cards.
Or anything.
There's no sweets. We no should sweets. Have sweets, shouldn't we?
We should have sweets. I did buy some sweets on my way up today. You know, when you're in a garage and you're like...
You always buy snacks.
I'm terrible for snacks.
Really terrible for snacks.
I am so terrible for snacks. You just don't know when you're going to need it. Like, and I always have to carry some sort of a snack in my bag in case we get stuck in a lift. So there is always... Don't laugh at me. There's always packets of sweets or something like that in my handbag. For that occasion, I'm not afraid.
Have you ever been stuck in a lift?
And I didn't have any food.
You've been stuck in a lift?
All right, it was only for like 10, 15 minutes, but I was so hungry at the time. So like when you go to a supermarket, it doesn't matter so much because there's generally either your trolley or somebody else's, so you can just eat all of their stuff. But it genuinely puts fear into me when I go into a lift. I'm like, have I got any snacks on me? Because sometimes you just need a snack and sometimes you get hungry. So I always have something in my hand.
To snack on.
To snack on.
Yeah, just like, I know what you can snack on. Oh, I was like, go on. What's that? Yeah, talking about guys. I was saying like guys, single guys get really, really like...
They do.
Stick
yeah.
for everything in the lifestyle. And I hope like we've tried to... educate and do more like tutorial things for single guys in the lifestyle or guys in general, talking to other guys, especially if they're the dominant kind of persons, talking to another dominant person, and they get a lot of stick, but I feel like hopefully what we're putting out is very educational for them, and a lot of guys are saying like they're really enjoying what we are putting out and taking that on board and actually getting meats out of it, and we're telling people to make sure they've uploaded their profile on Swing Hub and don't have a blank profile. I was talking to someone yesterday and they were like, oh, I've filled up my profile. Is that good enough for you now? And I'm like, there's still no pictures on there. Yeah. Like, there is no pictures on there. You've just done your bio and you've got a cover photo and a profile picture. There's no pictures of you or your house or if you like to go on holiday or like to do this or so.
And it's about the package, isn't it? It is about the package. That's the feedback that we're getting. The lifestyle is saturated with single men. And so there's going to be some that do give the single guys a bad reputation. And I think that everybody accepts that. But I do think that they do get a little bit of a hard time. And there's so many things that they can do to help themselves, like you're saying. And maybe I think the guys in Swing Club were talking about having like a gentleman's chat going forward so that they can hear feedback directly from them and help people out. But yeah, the whole some of the feedback that we got the other day was blank profiles just messaging and expecting or putting something on their wall saying I'm free tonight, anybody available, and then complaining that nobody's replied to them. It's like, just doesn't work that way, guys. You know, you want a quick hookup, get on
another swipey app.
Yeah, that's not what the community is about, is it? For a lot of people it is, for some people fine, but for a lot of people that's not what they're gonna find.
Still, a quick hookup, it's still understanding the respect and the boundaries and the fact that you're coming into someone else's relationship and the guy has to respect the other guy if it's a couple, and just giving that. Gage was like, does a lot when I'm meeting a single guy, they'll like text and plan things. And I remember my last meet with a single guy, Gage had given him a massive fuck off list of like, I want to see this, I want to do this, please do this, please Snapchat me halfway through. And like,
oh my gosh, did he have a check? Was he like
had,
me?
He had a
did little he have a folder of fun, folder like of ticking fun. It off? I've done that for Gage.
So it was, but it was really nice that they were communicating as well together. And that's the be all and end all of like, Gage is happy, the single guy's happy, and I'm happy. So, because it's, you're coming into our relationship, you're doing things, but yeah, I think who doesn't get the stick as much is women.
Yep.
Women, because I feel like women can do whatever the fuck they want kind of scenarios and they do not get any stick for it whatsoever. And I'll probably be like booed and hated for this.
No, I don't think that you'll be booed or hated for it, because it is a genuine thing that does get raised and you get questions on the inbox and it's really difficult to know how to answer because there's girl code, isn't there? You know, we want to protect each other, but it needs saying, doesn't it? It does need saying. Yeah. Everybody should be demanding respect in the lifestyle, shouldn't they?
So I feel like a woman in a relationship, so a woman in a couple, a lot of people do respect the woman, but not actually directly like ask their permission. Whereas I think a lot of the time the guy is approaching the guy and asking their permission or kind of just having a chat of like, is this okay? Or thanking them afterwards and kind of going back to them and going, thank you for letting me spend time with Olivia, for instance. That's what happens a lot with us. But nobody ever messages me
after they've spent time with Gage.
Or they've asked for permission. Mm. And it's only happened twice. And I was really, like, took a step back. And it's happened twice that they have actually done something.
And it took you by surprise.
And it took me by surprise because they did.
Gosh, that's such a shame. Yeah.
And I was like, actually, I feel really good about this. And I feel like going forward, this has got to be talked about. Yeah. And I think if it shouldn't just be a one-way stream of you just respecting Gage, you should also be respecting me as well.
Yeah.
And these two times, Gage had gone off and gone to their house. I'd not spoken to her previously, but she'd messaged me on the Swing Hub app and was like, I really appreciate you letting... I really appreciated you letting me spend time with Gage. I had such a good time. And it was just a really, really nice, lovely message. And I was like, I actually really, really appreciate that. Because it was like, it was...
Wasn't the norm.
It wasn't the norm. And I was really like...
Isn't that crazy?
That's really strange.
So the broad expectation is that a single guy or a guy from a couple who was going to be meeting you as a solo would reach out to Gage and have that communication with him
before and after. Or after.
And yet... it wasn't automatically the expectation for it to happen.
For a woman. Yeah.
Yeah, I struggle with stuff like that.
And at the weekend, we went to Winter Wonderland, which we haven't spoken about yet on a podcast. So that's another thing.
So
we could Winter Wonderland, because you really wanted to come, didn't you?
I was so desperate to come.
A hotel takeover happened.
Yeah.
And you were like, I really want to do a hotel takeover in future events. And It was really good on a Friday. It was like Friday, some people stopped if they wanted to stop, and it was just a social in a bar. And the Sunday was like the main event. But on a Friday, Gage was speaking to this couple, and she actually, before they left, she'd kind of just come up to me and kind of just give me a kiss on the cheek and was like, "Is this okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, go have fun." And that was like, oh, shit, like... what? Because Gage had already come up to me and was like, "I'm speaking to them, really interested. Is this okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, go ahead." Like, we'd kind of like sat with a couple that I'd met before, and we were just having a general chat of life.
Yeah.
And I wasn't I was like, "Oh yeah, I'll take it or leave it if anything happens tonight," which I do, because sometimes I'm getting old. I'm like, one night's enough. That Saturday night is just enough.
I want my hot chocolate, guys.
I want my hot chocolate. I want to have like a little chat in the bar and go to bed at 11, because I can't do two nights in a row of like 3-4 o'clock in the morning. That was Gage had come up to me and kind of been like, been chatting to this. Is this okay? No worries if not. And I was like, yeah, I'm cool here. Like, I'll probably go to bed soon, to be fair. Are you going back to her room so I can go to bed?
Yeah, please go like, back to her room, because then please. I can get even more sleep.
And then, as he'd gone back to her and then they were leaving together, she'd then come up to me and give me a kiss and was like, "Are you sure everything's good?" And I was like, "Oh my God, I actually feel really good about this." Yeah, that's like just a firm thing of, I automatically trust you as well. Yeah. And it was really lovely. And I think going forward, that's what I'd like to see more happening.
Absolutely. Well, it should be. Why not have the respect going both ways?
It's very bizarre. Yeah, very bizarre. Yeah, both ways.
So is this couples that you've met previously? Because I think things have developed and changed for you a little bit, haven't they, when it comes to...
They have, hugely. Very, very bizarre.
Yeah.
I was speaking to you about this, and I was also went out yesterday and speaking to one of my friends in the lifestyle, and I'm like, this is weird, I wouldn't have done this before, having like just a girly day out or a kid involving family and kids and stuff like that. That was always a big no-no to us, and it has definitely hugely changed, and still I don't know how to process them, like, because like yesterday was a girly day out, and I just like, I don't know how I do this. Do we go in for a kiss? Do we go in for a cuddle? Like, I don't know. We've played together. I've snogged your face off a couple of weeks ago. But now I'm like, is this a friendship thing?
Yeah.
Cheek kiss. We'll go in for the cheek.
Is it a lunch or a lunch?
Yeah.
And I think that needs to be probably your way forward, isn't it? You need some sort of a code so that you know, right, I'm walking into a girly chat, or is there going to be a little bit or something? Maybe not on the train, though. That'd be worse than the plane, wouldn't it? The train toilet. Oh, God.
They are vile. I was like sat there on the train on the way home. I was like, I need a wee. And I was like, oh my God, well, I'm only 10 minutes from Grantham Station. But then I'm like, but it's 25 minutes from Grantham Station to home. I was like, oh, trying to work it out. I'm just going to have to go to the toilet.
So, anyway, we digress. As we always do. So go on, tell you. We've obviously chatted a little bit about this and how things have changed for you, but how is it going on your journey into not necessarily just having meets with people once or twice or what have you, and, you know, kind of developing more friendships, I guess, of people in the lifestyle?
Yeah, I really like, really grateful for making them friendships in the lifestyle. I think it's something that I was missing. Just the open and honest conversations that we have with each other, and it's just on another level. I'm like, I absolutely fucking love you.
Yeah.
But as a friendship, like, I don't want to run away with you. unless you feed me tacos. But no, always with the tacos. And I needed that in my life, yeah. I think. I've kind of, my friendships have changed between my normal friends. And I don't know whether it's because of we don't live there anymore, and or COVID happened and we didn't speak to each other that much, or just generalize of like they're all in Leeds and I don't go up there anymore. There's no need really for me to go up to Leeds anymore. So I think that's probably why, apart from going to see my friends, that them friendships have changed and slowly fizzled out. And then I was at a point where I'm like, actually, I don't have any friends to speak to about anything, anything in general. Everything and anything. And I think one point, it was really funny. I think Gage, when we first started this, because I used to get so like, I don't have anyone to talk to. Woe is me and all this stuff. And I did get quite down about it, because that's your friendship circle. That's your social circle as well. And I had like people at work that I spoke to, but at work, it's completely different. Yeah. You don't see, I might fly with someone and then I don't fly with them for another five, 10 years. Like,
oh gosh, really?
Yeah.
So
you don't make your friendships at work, and everybody lives up and down the UK in different parts of Europe and things like that. So I think at work, I didn't have the friendships there either. And so the friendships fizzled out and I was like, I need a friendship. And I think Gage put it on my Instagram for me.
Oh, of course. Go on.
And I was like, and it was like something about friends and dates and stuff like that. But there was so many people that messaged me back saying, oh my God, I'd love to like go for coffee. I'd love to like have that woman friendship vibe. And I think it's really hard in your, when you're older, making friends, it's really, really freaking hard. Like, where do you actually meet friends? If you don't meet friends at work, where am I actually going to meet friends? And it was really like, I'd gone on a couple of coffee dates and stuff and things, but they were just like acquaintances that we kind of never have met before. So that it was nice to actually like, oh, actually, this was quite nice. But then when we then started developing more relationships in the lifestyle as well, and bringing the, oh, hang on a minute, we've played with you, but we're now gonna go on a girly weekend away, but then we're also going to be here with the kids, but then you live there, so I feel like I need to see you because you're there, but we've got the kids. Oh no, bring your kids.
Oh my God, let's just go out.
This is fucking weird. But it was so like natural and normal, to be fair. And I obviously put the pretense of like, this is not going to be okay, but it's totally okay. Just do what you want to do and don't ever feel like just because 2-3 years ago that's what you says that you wasn't going to make the friendships, you wasn't going to cross boundaries of introducing children. But if that feels right for you and you want the friendship side as well as the sexy side, then why not? Why not? Yep. It can definitely be differentiate. You can differentiate and I think you're emotionally intelligent to be in the lifestyle, to be able to separate the love and between your partner and bringing other people involved. And a lot of people said, yeah, but if the friendship starts, that's where the love starts. And I'm like, but I love them as a friend, like any normal person does. You're the ride or die, you'll do anything for them. If they're in trouble, you'd drive up to them and save them. But you wouldn't want to be in a committed relationship.
Seeing like them every single day, first thing in the morning, where you're all like, what? No, that's so lovely.
Because she's too chirpy on a morning as well.
Oh, yeah.
I need my two caffeines. I'd be like, no.
I do look at Liv and like, how many coffees have you had yet today?
Before I can start talking.
Can I
start talking about work yet? No, she's not had two coffees. She's not even had one. Okay, I'm just going to leave her.
Yeah, just don't poke the bear. Don't poke the bear. No, that's so lovely to hear. We've got friends who are in the lifestyle, and I think they were quite worried about going down those lines and crossing those boundaries. And a lot, they were so bad. We're not polyamorous. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just us. And it's like, that's fine. Yeah. You know, that's absolutely fine. You don't have to put a label like friends with benefits is probably the easiest way to sort of explain it to people. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to put yourself in a box like that. You can have a relationship, you can have communication. And I guess what they've kind of found from it is that if they're meeting people semi-regularly, I mean, you know, maybe a couple of times a year, and they're keeping that conversation flowing and checking in and, you know, what have you been up to? And we've been going here and do you fancy going for a dinner or what have you? And it's not necessarily all about sex. It's about just hanging out. They found that actually when they do hook up, it's so much better. Because they've got to know each other, they've got to know what they like and where their boundaries are, depending on what it is that they're into. And actually, the experience that they have is so much better now. And I think for a lot of people, that seems to be the direction that they're heading. And I think that Swing Hub, right, because of the way that the platform is built, and it is about not just necessarily seeing your pickle picks and your taco picks, although you'd love to see all of the taco picks. I still haven't taken you to death by tacos, have I?
You haven't. You haven't. She teases me all the time when I go up to theirs. Yeah. And
you're going to Chester, guys, you've got to go to death by tacos.
Chester, death by tacos. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't actually know. Good. It's just teased me all the
time.
Sorry,
Olivia. We will go soon. I promise.
And I'll be like, this is fucking shit. I can make better tacos.
No, you will not. I promise you will not. So actually, the DJ who did our music for the fireworks, he lives in above one of the bars opposite Death by Tacos. And I went over to go and put the mix together. And first of all, he was like, what is this music, Kat? Gage's choice of music. I was like, we've just got to use these two songs. Please find a way to mix them together. Because... you know, he's got the heart of a 70s man, hasn't he?
Like, I don't know what some heart of the music he's got. That I'm like, he half listens of the to. Shit. I'm like, and then he's listening to some 70s. And then all of a sudden he's listening to William and Kate's wedding, Prince William and Kate's wedding album with the choir. And I'm like,
it's just so eclectic. It is a real mix. But yeah, so we were sat mixing. I was like, why am I so hungry? And I was like, what can I smell? And he was like, it's Death by Tacos. I can't not smell it. So they set up a rig between Death by Tacos and his apartment on like a pulley and filmed it so that he could, and then just pulley it up into his window.
I am so glad I don't live anywhere near there because I would be, there all the time. I wouldn't have any money and I'd be a size of the house.
But you'd be so happy.
I'd be so happy.
But pickle picks and taco picks is what we were talking about. Again, this is, getting to know people and what they're into and what they like. And, you know, it doesn't all have to be about sex.
No, and
you know, there's a person behind it as well. Yeah. And can you make a connection with that person is what it's bringing
and
to the table.
Like, I have got so many messages. It was really, really funny. Yesterday, I had about four messages of, hi, I'm just wondering if there's any sites that we can use. We're on the site that shan't be named, as in they said fab. And was there anything else you recommend? And I'm like, have you tried the Swing Hub app? I'm on there too. And what was that? That's like what? We've already had the conversation. I can't wink for life.
Hang on, you can't wink.
I can't wink. It's like it's proper effort to wink.
Go on, check.
What is that? Oh yeah.
Oh no, maybe not. Maybe not. No, go with something else.
It's like just do a wink, and I'm like. Oh yes, so sexy. it's not. It's a very conscious effort for me to wink.
Asking about Swing
Hub.
So
I had about these were four messages yesterday, just in my request inbox. No, from women. Quite clearly, they might have just only seen a reel.
Yeah.
And just come straight onto it and message me straight away rather than kind of looking at my profile. I was like, but then an hour later, they've messaged and gone, no, we're not on, but we've just downloaded it. And oh my God, I've made my first connection. I'm like, in an hour?
Whoa.
And I was
maybe that's the quickest one.
That's like, I was like, this is amazing. Yeah. So it's, people actually don't even know that I'm involved in Swing Hub and messaging me, and I'm getting the feedback already saying that they've already made great connections from it. It's just amazing that they've found something that's worthwhile. Yes. Rather than just getting hundreds of inboxes from anybody and everybody saying, you up for it?
Yeah. And there's so much more on the way, isn't there? There's so much that's being developed and, you know, we've got the big re-release coming to speed things up and make things a little bit more accessible. So it's only going to, I think people that have started this journey with us have been really understanding of that it's going to keep on progressing and progressing and progressing and progressing. And it's about being a part of that from the start, isn't it?
And but I know people are getting, some people do get annoyed of it, but I think it's more because there's a face as well. You know who to contact.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
And they're like, you need to sort it out. You said that this would be all singing, all dancing. But this is the thing as well. We've put our face onto it.
Yeah.
Because we want to sort it out. Yeah. We want it to be the best of the best. We want it to be worldwide. Mm. We want it to be this amazing, like, life-changing experience to be on there. And hopefully that's where we're going. And we're just, Gage is never going to stop. That's one thing of like, he's never going to stop until it's completely right. And I feel like even if it's completely right, he's going to be like, yeah, but I don't like the colours, so I'm going to change the colours. Or I'm going to do a redesign. Mm. Or I think we could add this venture into it. And I'm just be like, okay.
And
he's
then
never
like,
going to stop.
Can we stick to the schedule? Can we stick to the plan? We'll put it in. But not just yet.
That's next year, the year after. That's 2026. Yeah. That's this. That's the plan for the future.
I think that's the part that he's probably going to bless and curse about me coming on board is let's go with the plan.
Yeah.
Let's go with the plan. And maybe we'll deviate occasionally, but let's just...
Yeah, you can't stick to a
plan. We know where
we
want it to go.
You can't stick to a plan for shit. And I feel so sorry for you sometimes. And you're like, I'm so fucking annoyed at him. And I'm like... Yeah, welcome to the team.
I told him 3 times we're not doing that yet. And he's saying, can we do this? Just not yet. Can we do that? Just not yet. No, but you're absolutely right. And it's something to be so, so proud of. Like you say, the connections that people are already making. I think that as we stand, we're on just over 11,000 users, which is mega. Like it's been released, what? Are we up to seven weeks, something like that? I think
is it 2 months? I want to
say it might actually be.
Two months. Yesterday,
Thursday,
23rd. Yeah, it's the 23rd. So it was the 22nd that we launched it.
Yeah, something
so it's like
that.
2 months yesterday.
Yeah. That's just amazing, and it's just going to keep on building and building. You know, we haven't done a massive amount of marketing yet. It's all been organic growth and people finding us, and you know, the sky's the limit with it. And like you say, once it goes worldwide, and people are traveling in different countries, and they'll be able to see who's who when they're over there and stuff. It's really exciting, isn't it?
Proper excited. She's so excited.
I'm so excited. And do you know what? I think that's why I'm so... When you guys had the conversation with me about supporting operations, I was so adamant that I didn't want to let go of events because it is something... It's not really new for me, but it's something that I really, really enjoy doing. The being able to do that and to bring the community together and give people so many different options, newbies who just want to, you know, dip their toe, so to say, and to meet people and to start putting faces to the profiles, as in, you know, actually have a conversation. It's so different being behind a screen, isn't it? So the fact that we'll be able to give that to people in safe environments where they can have an absolute ball is going to be such a privilege to do. And then we'll go across the world and do it.
Across the world and do it.
Worldwide,
baby.
Vista Air.
Vista Air. Oh, my God. Fly so we've got the bus, the air, the hotels, the this, the that.
Resorts.
Oh, my God. It's, resorts. The
Why
world
not?
Is our oyster, as you say. The sky is the limit.
The sky is the limit. The world is our oyster. Yeah.
The sky is the limit. The sky is the limit. Is that the right way?
That's the right way.
But
that's the right way.
Well, I think that was a good podcast, and I think... Yeah, I've done all my questioning. Have you done all your questioning?
I think I've... Did Gage have any questions for
us? I don't think Gage
us?
Had any questions. I think he put on his Instagram and they were all just stupid questions. We get some stupid questions and you just think, like, it has to be PG. Like, not PG, but not like...
I'm pretty sure there's a
like,
little bit...
Oh, how do you like letting her having a gangbang and stuff? And I can't think of anything worse of letting, like, my missus, like, take on, like, all this. Oh, she's... And I'm just like, oh, my God.
Well, your missus clearly isn't a part of book talk.
Book talk. There is so many plugs in this.
So many so plugs. Much advice. The ladies of the reverse harem, get yourself into the swing club world, baby.
But thank you for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thank you for being my first ever guest on my own. Oh! But yeah, it's been a good chat. Thank you for coming on. And I need to now plug my plugs. Plug my plugs. So guys, if you're liking the Swing Hub podcast and you want to know more, follow us at Swing Hub app on Instagram and at Swing Hub on Twitter. I think that's right. Gigi will correct me if I'm wrong and cut it all out.
Probably. Yeah,
re-record it.
Oh, I've loved being on it with you. Thank you for having me.
Can we go get some tacos?
I'm so hungry.
Yay! See you later,